This is number 3. We were mentioning the fact that modern writers of leadership have developed certain words to express various styles of leadership, and we were just mentioning some of those. We now want to take another area of understanding as we think about how various leadership styles can be categorized. And here we would mention the charismatic leader. The charismatic leader is the person who leads because he possesses the gift of leadership. This gift would be the personality, the body, and the spirit of the leader. Studies have revealed certain generalities about charismatic leaders, and I think it would be wise for us to take a few moments and to list and consider these. I think some of these characteristics of the charismatic leader would certainly include the following. Number 1, the charismatic leader looks to the future. He sees what he is doing as it fits into history and that it may even change history. So the charismatic leader is not limited by the present or hindered by the past, but he has his eyes fixed upon the future. Number 2, the charismatic leader often feels that his call is from a higher power. There's something greater that has brought him to this point of development. There is some greater power that has allowed him to be on the stage of human history at this specific time, and he feels for this specific purpose. So he has that feeling down deep in his spirit and his soul that this higher power is now using him and working through him for a greater sense of purpose than perhaps others are seeking to accomplish. A third characteristic, the charismatic leader often renounces any economic considerations. He has not thought of profit, but rather his thoughts are for people. Often it is the time and the circumstances that give him a following. Again, the fact that he has emerged at this particular time, and again, the fact that he is faced with these specific situations or circumstances have brought him to this point in history and cause him to believe that the most important thing is this work, and he must do the work, and his goal really is not the economic remuneration that he might receive, but rather the success he might have in accomplishing this goal, again, that the higher power has brought him forth to accomplish. A fourth item that we might mention regarding a charismatic leader, his position often calls for personal sacrifice, which he is willing to make. To go through perhaps the hardships that he must go through, to bear the burdens that he must bear. He is willing to give of himself. This position often calls for personal sacrifice, and he, as a charismatic leader, is willing to make the sacrifice. Number 5. At times, the charismatic leader is surrounded by an aura of death and tragedy. It seems that many times, as these studies have revealed, that within the surrounding of this person, that in the midst of this, there is the struggle against tragedies and seeking to overcome these obstacles and to overcome these tragic situations. Number 6. The charismatic leader is usually a leader with great persuasive appeal. He communicates by word. He communicates by example. He communicates by illustration. And at times, even through his death, a communicative message is portrayed to those who are of his number, to those who are following him. Number 7. The charismatic leader is often a controversial figure. Those who love him deeply. Those who hate him deeply. 8. The pattern of development for a charismatic leader usually follows a certain pattern. For example, number one, at some time this individual had a personal tragedy, and then he was saved from that tragedy for a greater purpose. He looks at the tragedy and the very fact that he escaped the tragedy with the realization, at least in his own mind, that again, a higher power is preserving him. This pattern of development also many times would include this. He is a person of, that is, the charismatic leader is a person of inner tension. He never really seems to adjust to the times in which he lives. He always seems to be perhaps a step ahead of the day, a step ahead of the times, a step ahead of the social pattern of his particular age. Another item that I think we could mention as far as the pattern of development for a charismatic leader would be this. There seems to be some point of critical conversion in his life. There's some point where something has happened, and as he mulls through, works through that particular area of conflict or tragedy, emerging on the other side, he is now a different person. I think perhaps we could mention some factors in his personality that studies have revealed in charismatic leaders. Some of the factors often found and very evident many times within the work and leadership of this charismatic leader, usually you're going to find novelty and creativity. He is not boxed in by tradition. He is not encased in, well, we've always done it this way. He does not allow any barriers of hesitation on the part of those who do not have the vision to slow him down. He is willing to try the new and the novel. He is willing to use creative ideas and do those things that no one else has ever done, but he feels this needs to be done now, for this will bring us to the success and the accomplishment of our purpose. Novelty and creativity are often seen in the pattern, are often seen as a factor in his personality. And then a third pattern of personality is an activity and a burning desire to finish the task. Most important thing is the task. The task overshadows every other decision, every speech, every area of motivation. Everything in this charismatic leader's life is now ablaze to finish the task. A fourth factor that's often discovered in the personality of a charismatic leader is harmony and peace of mind. At least in his own thinking, everything fits. It's all working together. The higher power is putting all of these pieces together. And even in the face of suffering and obstacles and difficulties and those who misunderstand him, within his own spirit there's peace and harmony and contentment of mind, because he understands that what he is doing is more important than who he is, and what he is doing has more impact and more influence than anything else. A fifth thing, normally, in thinking of the factors of the personality of a charismatic leader, normally, money is not a factor. We mentioned this a moment ago. The important thing is the task. The important thing is the goal. The important thing is the accomplishment. The important thing is to finish. The important thing is to fulfill destiny. And that means more than anything else. A sixth factor of personality is that most charismatic leaders find their source of strength in something spiritual. Again, this goes back to the concept of a higher power, that there is some destiny beyond which is spiritual in nature. And it is this era of spirituality that becomes for them the peace and the harmony and the driving and motivational factor. A seventh factor that we might mention in the personality of a charismatic leader is just this. Usually, A charismatic leader has leadership thrust upon them. I think we would have to say that charismatic leaders are found truly in all areas of leadership possibility. In the political world and on the dark side, Adolf Hitler would be an illustration of a charismatic leader. The charismatic leader is a unique individual. People seem to be drawn to them, willing to follow them, willing to sacrifice for them, willing to believe in them, no matter what the conditions are, the circumstances, willing to speak their name literally with great respect and sometimes even reverence because of the position which they hold.